The chairman of the National Commission for Civic Education, NCCE, Mrs. Charlotte Osei, says Ghana can only sustain its democracy if citizens, especially politicians, learn to tolerate the views and opinions of others. She warned that any setbacks will have negative effects on the future and the development of the nation. Mrs. Osei was speaking at the launch of this year's Constitution Week, as well as the 20th anniversary of the 1992 Constitution. Linda Goji reports.
Mrs. Charlotte Osei said the democracy requires constant work and effort to sustain it. This, she said, cannot be fully realized if the citizenry, especially politicians, refuse to accept the ethnic, linguistic, religious and cultural differences in the country. Mrs. Osei stressed that the nation's democratic stability cannot be taken for granted, taking into consideration the many incidents of electoral violence in the sub-region. She reiterated the commitment of the NCCE to educating all citizens on their constitutional rights, as well as protecting the Constitution. The Constitution Week and the 20th anniversary of the 1992 Constitution will be marked nationwide with various activities to create awareness about the Constitution.
That was Linda Goji's report. The Public Relations Officer of the Commission for Civic Education, Harrison Bailey, has attributed the ignorance of Ghanaians about the country's Constitution to lack of public interest and indifference. Mr. Bailey said though the Constitution has been made widely accessible and comprehensive, the attitude of the public towards it remains nonchalant. Mr. Bailey spoke to Radio Ghana.
People have the mindset that it is the lawyers who are well-versed with the knowledge of the Constitution, but that's not the thing. We at NCCE, we have come down to the level of every citizenry by translating the Constitution into the various languages, the abridged version. That makes it simpler for everybody to read and understand the basic content, makes it easier for people to understand.
Mr. Bellick, to follow it up, most of the time it is the literate ones who are reading in English language who also sometimes step down to read in the local languages. So the printing may be there, but does it mean that it makes people aware just because of the change in language?
Yeah, not necessarily that, because our duty, we move to the community, we do community entry. That is basically what our strategy is, that we have food offices. Instead of using the media of radio or other things, we move to the communities, meet organized groups in the community, meet opinion leaders, they mobilize people, and then we talk to them on the content of the Constitution.
Some actions of Ghanaians will show that there is much more to be learned in relation to the Constitution. Do you share the view that people are trying but they cannot know it all?
Yeah, you know, it boils down to our attitude and our interest in what is a priority to us. We have decided to relegate the Constitution to the elites and to the lawyers. You know, you ask yourself, how many people have taken the trouble to study the Constitution or to look for the Constitution? We have brought it to the level, make it very simple for people to carry, made the content as simple as possible for everyone to understand. But it is the interest. It will interest you to know that sometimes we move to the communities, we discuss issues with the people, even to leave documents, materials on the Constitution that they are not interested. So in this case, you don't say that it is an institution that has not done its work, but it boils down to attitude and the interest, what you see as a priority and what you like.
So you don't see it as lack of interest in not knowing what is in there, not the NCC not being proactive.
Some people only get to know it when they have cases like, let's say for instance, a police case, the people, my fundamental human rights are being infringed on. But what are they? You need to understand it. So it's for our own purposes that you understand Chapter 5 of the Constitution that talks about the fundamental human rights of every citizen.
That was the PRO of the NCCE, Harrison Bailey, talking to Kingsley Obeng-Trey.